Our guest in the cafe this morning is Randy Pennington. Randy is a business consultant, motivational speaker, CEO of Pennington Group in Dallas, and proud East Texas State University alumnus. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Also a Greenville native, so put that in there as well. I follow Randy on Facebook and saw one the other day I thought was really interesting called The Power of a Post. And it's about just the power of one negative comment that might be made about a business or even a person, but in particular a business on Facebook or Twitter or what have you. It's a remarkable thing.
Yeah, this was written by actually a colleague of mine. The original blog post was written by a colleague of mine, and it came out of her experience. And somebody wrote about a restaurant that they had where they had bad service. And then all of a sudden from that one post, then it came and it turned out to people saying, well, you know, I had the same experience. Or, well, gee, I'd been thinking about going there, but now I'm not. And there's two messages here. One is, in today's world, we're all a social media post or a YouTube video or a Yelp comment or whatever. I mean, people have so many ways to let other people know about our service. And the other, there used to be a statistic that said, you know, when somebody's happy with service, they tell one or two people. When they're unhappy with service, they tell 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now they tell 9 or 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to continue to be aware of that. I mean, I had that experience this week. I was flying from DFW to Philadelphia, and somehow I have no idea why my bag was checked to Philadelphia, but they decided that it would probably better if it went to Charlotte instead. And, you know, I just tweeted something out because I knew that it would get a response. And I went, you know, checked PHL, arrived at CLT, you know, what's going on? And I put the hashtag of the airline. And within 3 minutes, I had a response back from the airline.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the other part of the post. Not only are somebody like people willing to say things, but the really good businesses today are monitoring their social media so that they can respond and engage and use that as an opportunity to tell their story, to express some empathy, to connect with that customer out there. One of the greatest examples I've ever heard is, you know, Virgin Airlines, Richard Branson's airline, flies, you know, Virgin Atlantic flies from the UK, Europe, over to the U.S., and somebody tweeted out on their account that they were on a flight from London to the U.S., and the person next to them had overdosed themselves in cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sort of made a joke about it. And within just a few minutes, the flight attendant came up, whispered in that person's ear, "Sir, I understand that this might not be a great seat for you. Would you care to move?"
Wow.
And somebody on the ground at Virgin had listened to that, was monitoring that post, sent a message back to the air, to the flight, in flight, and the flight attendant responded to it.
That's incredible.
Now, you know, when you think about amazing customer service, we think about technology and what it means, you know, to highlight bad customer service. There's a great example of how the power of a post turns into an extremely positive customer experience that people go, "Wow, yeah." I mean, if they're concerned about one person sitting next to somebody that had too much cologne on a flight,
yeah,
what else are they concerned about?
And right,
so there's it is the power of the post. Once you're out there, it takes some dedication to monitor what's going on, to listen to your customers, and then it takes the courage to engage them. And the engaging them really comes down to when we see something that does gone well, really engage with that. And when we see something that's gone wrong, we need to engage with that and let people know that we're on top of it, that we care. I mean, that's really what people do when they post those things. They want people to know that they're not happy. Like I said, just today's technology allows, instead of telling my 9 or 10 friends or the people I saw at work tomorrow, I can tell somebody literally all over the world. And, you know, I tell groups when I speak to them, you know, the average person will tell 9 or 10 people when they're unhappy. You know, over the course of it, makes one of the stories in one of my speeches. It's a bad story and a bad speech. I'll tell literally thousands every year who will repeat that story to somebody else. That's the power of the post.
Right. Randy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
Oh, my pleasure, John Martin.
All right. Randy Pennington with Pennington Group in Dallas, and I'm East Texas State University alumnus. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.